So Ken Andrew, who was my major professor, sent me to Los Alamos to spend some time with Bob. And he and I worked very well together. And he became my major professor at Los Alamos. And rather than, so all my research, my theoretical research, was done at Los Alamos in New Mexico. It had nothing to do with defense or bombs or weapons or anything else. It was pure basic research in atomic physics. But Bob was, as I said, internationally known. He wrote probably one of the best books on atomic physics ever, or close to it. And when he was working on his book, I was there with him. He used to make me check all the math in all those chapters. He was a taskmaster boy, and writing was his thing. I mean, if you screwed up in your writing, he was on your case. Like, so I learned to write from Bob Cowan. If I'd write something down that when we were working on papers together, he thought was not well organized, not well written, he just came all over my case. And I quickly learned. I thought I was a reasonably good writer when I went out there, but when I came back, I was a lot better. So I had a wonderful experience. I sat in a place where Nobel Prize winners visited regularly. The seminars were by the most famous physicists in the world. I remember sitting in my office one day, and Hans Bethe, who is a Nobel Prize winning physicist and was involved in the Manhattan Project, and was just a wonderful man, because after the war, he fought against all the buildup of nuclear arms and everything else. He was just a wonderful guy. And he came down the hall, and I was sitting there in my office and saw him walk by, and oh my God. So I came out in the hallway to see where he went. He went down to Bob Cowan's office, and Bob is one of these people that was working, you know, did all this stuff with computers, and he had computer output piled up to the ceiling, and there was just a little space where he'd work. And Hans saw all this stuff in his office, and he said, "Holy cow." And I remember he just said it like that, "Holy cow," with his German accent. And he said, "Is there any way I could persuade the guards to let me bring the camera in here and take a picture of this and receive anything like it in my life?" But that was the kind of experience I had when I was a graduate student, because the people, and especially in the summertime when I was out there a lot, the people that came to visit were gods of physics, and you just wanted to be close to them and hear what they had to say.